Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You with Abdul Shaheed, your certified sensometry health coach. And this is Optimal Health on AM360. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator, the creator of everything. We thank him for allowing us to be here with you this afternoon and for you to be here with us. We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to help us share some information with you on how to optimize our health. What is optimal health? Optimal health is the natural ability of the person to have all their body parts to resist diseases by making the body resistant to microbes, parasites, as well as toxic metal, radiation, poison, toxic alkaloids, and acid. This requires, brothers and sisters, obeying the health rule, being in compliance with the health rules, the iron rules, the speed law, the weakness law, the pH rule, and the natural law. Therefore, optimal health must be earned. It is not hereditary. It depends on your own work your own responsibility. Health is an individual effort that we all have to make. If you don't make the effort, you won't be healthy. If we make the effort, we'll get what we deserve. Brothers and sisters, we'd like to take this time to welcome you to Centometry and the knowledge and the science of Centometry. To explain what Centometry is all about in terms of getting our health back, to become more responsible for our health, we need to have the proper information. We need to become more knowledgeable of where health comes from. Brother and sister, what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemicals to which we expose ourselves to will affect our cells' behavior and will also affect their structure. It has all to do with our health, brother and sister. Our health comes from our cells. We are composed and made of 75 to 100 trillion of them, over 200 different types of cells. These cells are responsible for our well-being. They are responsible for us maintaining the normalcy. Our cells are responsible for taking care of us, but we also have to take care of them. We have to remove the blockages, the concretion, those things that hinder them from producing energy and enzyme. For without enzyme and energy, we won't be healthy. So we have to help ourselves to produce energy and enzyme, so they'll be in a better position to take care of us. If we take care of them, they'll take care of us, brothers and sisters. This is how it is. So every week we ask you to join us on this program called Optimal Health on AM 360. And we have an excellent program outlined for us today. We'll be sharing more information about how to achieve optimal health, how to become more responsible for our health, how to take charge of our health, and the knowledge and the information needed to become optimally healthy. We have our partners, Ms. Rita Taylor, that's going to be working with us today. She has chosen to share some excellent information with us. And we're going to open her mic. Then we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get started with our program today. Mrs. Rita, your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I'm delighted to be here, and we have a good program for you today to share with you. So stay tuned and call people to come and listen to us, because we're here to educate, because we're an educational institution where we teach the right, you know, how for you to eat properly and digest your meals properly and everything else. So we're here to help you get there. So stay tuned and join us today.
Excellent, Ms. Rita. So we're going to take a short station break. Please, brothers and sisters, do not go anywhere at all. Just take a moment to call someone to encourage them to join us here on Optimal Health on AM 360. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Families, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
Welcome back, brother and sister. You're with Abdullah Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Teller, and this is Optimal Health on AM360. We're both a certified centometry health coach, and Mrs. Rita has some information she's going to be sharing with us today. What about that information, Mrs. Rita?
Brother Shaheed, today we're going to be talking about the dangers of plastics in our body. The dangers of plastics in our body. So stay, and we have good information for you because we all use plastic one way or the other. We have plastic, you know, water and plastic, plastics and, you know, our supplements comes in plastics and all kinds of plastic, and we need for you to know so that, you know, you can ask good questions when you visit your doctor and, you know, and learn from it. So that's what we're going to share, the dangers of plastic in our human body. You know, we are all full of plastics, and that's something that, you know, Centometry is ready to share with you guys today. So let me start with you on the dangers of plastic in our human body. I mean, do you itch? Do you itch everywhere? Your eyelids, your palm, your back of your hand, your scalp, your ears, your underarms, your thighs, nipples, breasts, abdomen, your throat, your gum? Do you itch? If the itch on your back and stomach are intense when you're in the bathroom, when you're taking a shower, we have answers for these problems, so stay tuned, and I'm going to share with you. You know, one of the things you're going to grab as soon as you're itching is to grab an anti-itch powder or lotion or cream to that part of the itch. But that is only temporary because that itch, again, you will grab a lotion or a powder for that itch. That is only temporary because that itch will return. Why do I say that? Because there is a root cause of why you are itching. And until you get to that and remove that, that itch will continue. Okay? Let me share our reasoning behind it. You know, we get bitten by mosquitoes. These, and they leave a salt called halogen, and that halogen is in the person who are bitten. If you are bitten by a bee or anything else or bugs or something, they leave a salt in your body. Do you know that? And that salt is called halogen, and that halogen with the salt in our blood will produce debris. It will produce debris. But, you know, people, when they get sting or something, they say, oh, yeah, let me put something on it. But you know what? The actual thing that your body was halogen. It left, a salt called halogen in your body. and that halogen will stay with you until you die, until you remove it. And Synthometry do have the solution for you to remove that halogen. And if it causes debris, and that debris, that the halogen cause will cover our nerve endings, okay? And that nerve endings is what causes the itch. That, and, you know, because that halogen that is in your blood, and your blood will cover the nerve endings that you have in your body. And nerves are a very important part of our body. You need to have your nerves firing in all cylinders. So if it's covered, you know what? It will cause the itch. Okay. So how do you, is it normal for a person who's been several times and never produced enzyme to break up the halogen at some point? Yeah, you know, we need to break down that halogen that is in your blood. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Now that we know that insect bites and pharmaceutical also leave us, some sort of drug also leave us halogen, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to just have the that halogen stay in your blood, because that you will continue to itch, and you will, you know, all the things you put on, it will return all the time. And unless, and we talk about enzyme, unless you have an enzyme called hydratase to break down this irritant, it will continue to itch. So again, we're back to enzyme. We need enzyme. Our body needs enzyme for it to work, for our body to work optimally. And then that hydratase, which is an enzyme that you need to know. Okay. So now let's talk about plastic. What does that do? What does that have to do with plastic? Okay. We are living in a world where, you know, unless that, you know, halogen can be broken down, unless the body, everything can be liquefied to produce hydratase, you're going to have issues. And that issues comes in the forms of plastics that we have. You know, how many individuals take vitamins and minerals that has been encapsulated in plastic as supplements? You know, I take them too, and I think everybody who takes supplements do take them in plastic, encapsulated in plastic products. But you know what? How many, unless the person take the product that produce an enzyme called hydratase, that plastic will remain in your body indefinitely. Let me repeat. Unless you produce an enzyme called hydratase to break down the plastic in your body, that plastic will remain in your body indefinitely. So when we talk about our body, we have our body is full of poisons and everything else. It's because we have so many things like plastic in our bodies that we're not doing anything about. And until you ionize and hydrolyze and get this enzyme called hydratase, that plastic that you've been taking ever since you were born, is going to be in your body, okay? All plastic bottles, flip-flops, plastic spoons, forks and knives and all that stuff that we throw in what you call disposable. So I think now they have a term for it, recycle and all that stuff. They are not going anywhere. They are in a landfill. Things have been in a landfill since 1961. And they're still there, and they will remain there for the next 5,000 years. So all the your plastic that you think that you have, sent to recycle, they are in a landfill. And that landfill basically is going to be there for the next 5,000 years because those plastic cannot be biodegraded, okay? So let me talk to you about plastic. The first plastic were made in 1907 with formaldehyde and phenol. Nowadays, the plastic are made with petrochemical mixed with high density or low density polythene and arachidic oil, depending on the company ingredient preferences. Okay, other plastic producing company add PFAs, and these PFAs are known as forever chemicals. And these forever chemicals contain acrylic acid, alcohol, and adipic acid in the mixture depending on the ingredient preferences. PFAs are known as forever chemicals, and they cannot be biodegraded. They cannot. In other words, they are made to defy the weather, the radiation, bacteria activity, corrosion, decomposition, and time, making them timeless and ageless. And a lot of the supplements in plastic come from PFAs, okay? And these PFAs will be in your body until you die, unless you do something about it. But is your doctor going to tell you that? Is your doctor going to tell you that the supplement that he or she is prescribing for you, the plastic PFA? No, they're not going to tell you that, because if they do, you probably wouldn't take them. But we're here to teach, because we want you to know that Syntometry do have a solution for this. We, you know, our supplement, we use a little acrylic acid that, you know, so if you have molecules coming from Syntometry, we don't use PFAs. Because we don't believe, we figure that PFAs are not good for you. It stays in your blood forever. Why is it that certain people cannot break down the plastic capsules? They cannot, because they digest food that is weak acid, such as sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, nitric acid, and a lot of combinations. So figure out, you know, the sodas and stuff, they all have acid in them. These acids are so weak that they cannot biodegrade plastic transidase and exudase. So that is why plastic will remain in your body. A person who lacks 509 and the enzyme called hydratase. Okay? If the plastic cannot be biodegraded, many may infiltrate the nerves to cause trembling, but it will grow, it will cause trembling. Also, they can infiltrate the valves in your heart to cause heart murmur, and the walls of the vessel and organs to cause the following situation. If you know somebody, do you know of a tumor depending on where it can be surgically removed, but it will grow back because the person still have plastic in the body. So if you have plastic in your body, that is not, that you are not removing, because I know that we are not removing. Until I came to Syntometry, I did not know the situation. So that's what we're here to educate you. You have plastic in your body, and it will be there with you until you die. And you know what? Those plastics, they will make your blood filthy, and it will cause it will jam your cell. It will cause a cell lockdown. So we're saying that we do have the solution about plastic that you take as supplements in your body. And if you do not do anything about it, you can have enlarged prostate, enlarged liver, spleen, enlarged heart, hemorrhoids, varicose veins, spider veins, green mucus, green vomit. You can have dryness in your throat, in your eye, in your skin, in your vagina. You can also have wrinkles. You can also have creepy or flaccid skin. Just being elderly doesn't mean that you have to have wrinkles and creepy. And so, no, you don't have to, because if you take care of your body, your face will be smooth. And if you remove the impurities you have in your blood, it will not cause wrinkles. Also, baldness. is one of those for not removing the forever chemicals in your blood. Dry hair, oily hair, okay? And then transudate under the nails. Okay, so the question I have for all of us today is, can pharmaceutical drugs remove plastic from a person? No, they cannot. Can herbs remove plastic from a person? No, they cannot. Can acupuncture or chiropractic remove plastic from a person? No, they cannot. It is better to remove the source of the anomaly by helping the person produce an enzyme than just to treat their symptoms with all kinds of products and send them home. Again, we have enzymes that will treat this situation about plastic in your blood. Pharmaceutical drug will not do it. Chiropractic cannot help you. We do have the enzyme, and also that's why we encourage you to basically enroll so that you know all the things that you can do to live a healthy life in this toxic planet. Our planet is full of toxicity, and one of them is plastic in your blood. And they don't take it for granted, because all of us do take medicine in some form, even if you're a child. And that medicine, it comes in forever plastics. And those plastics, unless you remove them, will be in your blood forever. Okay? So our cells are already overwhelmed with sludge, with debris, with gravel, with sand, with stones, with pebbles, with crystals and everything else. So why are we adding plastic as one of our problems? Either we consume the product that has been encapsulated in better plastic, or produce carbon 9 and hydratase to dissolve them quickly to live with the consequences, which are not pleasant. Okay. There are better plastics, encapsulated vitamins, minerals, prenatal supplement, amino acids, and by botanical supplement. Unfortunately, a lot of the companies refuse to use them to encapsulate their dietary supplement. Did you hear? They refuse to use them. These plastics are better because they dissolve fast when that we have in the system. And they dissolve faster in a person because they have less acrylic acid, arachidonic acid, and adipic acid. Again, we have the particulates to break it down, to break it down so that we'll be able to have, you know, your blood can be cleaner and the plastic will not remain in your blood forever, okay? We live in the United States where FDA approve a lot of these things, but unless, you know, there's death or something, they do not regulate that unless somebody is sick or dead, and then you will see them issuing some situation like, you know, you need to return this to the store and all that stuff. But we're telling you in Scintometry that the plastic that you're taking right now with your vitamins and stuff, they are in your body. And unless you do something about it, unless you definitely hydrolyze and, you know, ionize it, that plastic is going to be in your body for the rest of your life. Why would you like to do that, knowing that your number one goal is to protect your health, and your number one goal is protect yourself? And our brother said, he said, we have over 76 trillion cells in our body, and we have over 200 cells that we have to take care of, and each of them have a function. So we are here to educate you that we all consume plastic, everyone in this room, including me. But what are you going to do to remove those plastics that you have in your body? If you don't do anything about it, if you don't remove it by ionizing and hydrolyzing with enzymes, that situation will continue to grow and, you know, basically, and nothing will happen. And you will die with that plastic in your blood, because a lot of people are not aware that the plastic in our blood stay in our blood unless you do something about it. So with that in mind, I'm saying that we had the forever chemicals that, you know, they used to prepare these plastics, and that you don't know that. When you go to the pharmacy or when you go to the health food store, you just buy things in plastic. Do you know what kind of plastic it is? No. And do you know that most of them are staying in your body because your body have not produced protonine and basically dehydratase to break down all the lithiases, all the things that plastic contain that are in your body. And also, you know, they cannot dissolve unless they have less acrylic acid, arachidonic acid, and adipic acid. And that will not, you will not get them unless you use particulate to break it down, to break the bonds of these plastic that are in your body. So we're here to share this information with you that all of us have plastics in our body. But we, Syntometry, do have the solution of dissolving it so that it doesn't become a problem for you. And some of the problems that I listed, I said enlarged heart, tumors, you know, all kinds of tumors, enlarged varicose veins, wrinkles, baldness, dry hair, all that, hemorrhoids. They are all part of the fact that we have plastic in our bodies, and unless we do something about it, it's going to cause us all kinds of problems. So that's what I want to share with you, and I'm ready to answer any questions somebody might have about plastic in our body, and we all have them. And unless you break the bonds and, you know, ionize and hydrolyze and Syntometry, basically that plastic will be with you until God calls you home. So assalamu alaikum. I'm here for any questions or answers, any questions that, somebody in the audience might have.
Excellent, Ms. Rita. I'm going to check the board, see if we have any hand raised. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic, and you'll be able to ask our guest, Ms. Rita Taylor, a certified Syntometry health coach and also a student at the American School of Syntometry in the master program. And soon we'll be doing her thesis, presenting her thesis, defending her thesis. And we are here to share information that we've all learned. We both have learned at the American School of Syntometry. So if you have a question about plastic, we are taking supplement. Many of us are taking supplement. We go to the health food store. We buy these supplements. And these supplements are encased in plastic. Those powders, those herbs are encased in plastic. Have you asked what kind of plastic it is? What is it encased in? Is it biodegradable? Have you asked these things? What kind of product, what kind of plastic it is? We have to know these things. And these plastics get inside of us, and they're not going anywhere unless we use subatomic particle called particulates, polymers, to ionize them out of our system. If not, they'll be blocking the cell. They'll be there until we die, brother and sister. And many of the pharmaceuticals that we take are encapsulated in plastic. So you take one step forward to try to do something about your health, then we end up taking two steps backward, reversing the good work that we've done because mm-hmm. they didn't tell us the total truth. So if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic, and you'll be able to ask our guests a question. Ms. Rita, that's some excellent information that you shared. All of the different conditions and diseases that the person can get from ingesting these supplements and these plastic everywhere. I heard a report a couple of weeks ago about the number of plastic that's in our food. In the mm-hmm. food that we're eating has plastic mm-hmm. in it. Because plastic they use for covering the food, for encasing the food, for shipping the food, for putting the food mm-hmm. in the freezer, on the shelves, at the marketplaces, and so therefore plastic is in the food now. The plaster has to be there on that assembly line when they are processing the various food that goes to the market. And, of course, you know, humans make mistakes, and some of the plastic probably is dropping in the food, and that's what they've discovered, that many plastics are in many of the food that we are eating. So how do you remove these things? There's only three ways we get a disease, brothers and sisters, three ways: consumption of food, beverages, and water. And number two, exposure to natural chemical, the man-made chemical. They both could be toxic. Just because something is natural, it doesn't mean that it's healthy for us. Though it's natural, many natural things, that's poison. Plant-produced poison, that's natural for them. A lot of the food that we choose to eat has poison in it. Turnip green, collard green, there's chlorophyll, they have ammonia, they have ferulic acid. How do you neutralize the poison, keep from poisoning yourself? Come to Centometry and we'll teach you how to do that. This is what happened. And the third way we get a disease is accident. Those are the three only ways that a human being can get a disease on this planet: consumption, exposure, and accident. Your doctor share that information with you? No, they're not. Most of the time, they're not. Ms. Rita, we have one hand raised, 919-886. Your mic is open. Please tell us where you're calling from and your name. And thank you for joining Optima Health on AM 360.
This is Hadia calling from Florida.
Hi, Hadia.
The statement I want to make is Mr. DuPont, who designed the plastic that we use for our forks and knives and plates and cups, he knew when he designed the plastic, it used to be called DuPont plastic, that it was toxic. And we have been using it in our diet case now. And we're using it in a microwave. It melts into our food in the microwave. We use it to pack our food in the freezer. And when I buy anything that comes in plastic, I immediately take it out the plastic and put it into a glass. I don't care if it's beans or it's rice or anything. I don't keep anything inside plastic. And when I understood that the plastic was toxic, when DuPont, they actually admit that the scientist who designed this plastic knew that it was toxic, you know, I just threw out all plastic. I don't save any of those plastic containers you get from the store when you buy food. I threw out all my plastic bowls and plastic cups and pitchers, whatever was made out of plastic. And I don't use my daughter thought I was crazy when I was throwing everything out. She snuck one container for her popcorn, which was plastic, but everything else is thrown out, and I only keep glass in the house. And the glass that I get when you buy different products, like honey comes into the glass. I don't buy products that are in plastic, like mayonnaise or mustard or ketchup or any of those products on the shelf that you buy in plastic. I don't use them. I make sure it has glass.
Well, that is a good way of doing it, but still, you still have plastic. It came in plastic, though. Just because
you put it in
glass doesn't mean that the plastic that you said it was gone. You see, that is
I'm not denying that the plastic in our environment exists, and you really can't, you know, avoid it. But you try to avoid it as much as you can. I'm just talking about another alternative.
That's true.
Absolutely.
But we're also telling our audience that you need to go a step forward. I mean, those plastic are in your body. I mean, and you know, even though you reduce it a little bit, doesn't mean that you don't have it. You do. Because if you do have, you take supplements, if you take anything, if you take any drug, unless you're not, you know, I don't take any drug, but if you take drugs, if you vitamins, minerals, all the things that you buy, they are all the plastic that is encapsulated, it is going to be in your body. And those are the things that the doctors won't tell you. And those are the things that, you know, but we in Centometry, we do have molecules, but our plastic is we don't use the PFAs, you know, the pharmaceutical drugs use. We use, you know, a different kind of plastic that is minimal for you. So it, ours is safer. But anything that you do outside, it come from the pharmaceutical drug where it, you are ingesting that. And, you know, a lot of the capsules, you have to swallow it, and it goes into your body. That's what we're talking about, basically. And that is unavoidable because if you take medication, it will be in your body. So, I mean, we thank you for that comment. I think you're doing excellent by, you know, making sure the plastic, but there's still some plastic that are in your body that it needs to be ionized and hydrolyzed so that it can be liquefied.
Okay,
so that it, yes, you are. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Well, I've been taking the particulars and the molecules for over a year.
Okay, good. Thank you. Then that is great. And then if you, that is excellent. It means that you're doing something about your body. So thank you. That is
absolutely
excellent about
you.
That. Mm-hmm. So that is excellent. So, I mean, hopefully you're talking to your family members about that and helping them to understand.
Would you explain it? I understand exactly what you're explaining. You know, you might want to make sure that if you do buy anything that's capsulated, that it's vegetable, that it's not the plastic. You know, if you do, I don't take any type of medication that has a capsule on it. But if you do, you can make sure that it's made out of vegetables if you buy it over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent advice. That is not a petroleum byproduct from those forever chemicals. That's excellent advice.
Excellent.
Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sister Hadija?
No, that's all. I'm glad you spoke about this.
Yeah, you did good. That's excellent because,
yeah, that's good. Yeah, but,
because that's what we have to do. Avoid many of these things. We can avoid those things. It would people use microwave, they put a plastic in the microwave. You're not supposed to put plastic in the microwave. You must use glass, ceramic, or channelware. That's what it would be. If you don't do that, then you have the residue that produced the plastic would be in your food. That bioproduct would be in the food.
Make sure you use something in a glass container and save that glass and reuse that glass, you know, for storing your foods.
Exactly. I mean, glass is probably your best product if you have them for everything.
Exactly.
And including all the drinks that we do make, like, you know, the ginger personal drink and, you know, other drinks, you know, you put them in plastic, you know, not in plastic, but you put them in glass, and basically that helps you. Not the other. No, plastic is a no-no, but a glass definitely.
Mm-hmm. Don't keep any plastic. And even they had a test shown that they removed food out of a container that was in plastic, and even though they removed it, the evidence of plastic was still there.
Oh yeah, is there? That's what I'm saying. That. Nobody's safe.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes you
have
to look
at
you are with centometry, you know, taking the particulates and the molecules. So you are, you know, definitely on the right track and making progress. That's what we want to educate. We want to help the world know that, you know what, we have the solution, and your doctors won't tell you that, you know, don't do this. They would just prescribe, and you go to the pharmacy and you get it, you know, and you say, oh, my gosh, but what kind of plastics are you putting in your body here? So I really appreciate you, your knowledge and trying to, you know, help other people understand that plastic is our enemy, and we need to remove it or else we stay in our blood forever.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, if you put the plastic in the microwave, you got a problem. If you put the plastic in the freezer, you have a problem because that residue of the plastic will seep into the food that's contained in the plastic. So you cannot heat it up, and nor can you put it and freeze it. People put water bottles to make ice water. They put the whole plastic container in the freezer. That is wrong. The vinyl chloride is going to sip into the water. That's what you'll be drinking. Toxic chemicals, man-made chemicals. And it will be in, it will remain in your blood and circulate everywhere for the rest of your life, unless you come to Syntometry to get the particulate to ionize and hydrolyze the plastic out of your and the residue out of your blood. This is what happened to us. These things make us sick because it blocks the cell's ability to function properly, to function smoothly. And plastic, brothers and sisters, believe it or not, they're everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
We're not going back to the Stone Ages. They're going to produce more and more different products that are going to compromise us. So we just have to get smarter to know on this planet we must learn how to do the maintenance and upkeep of our own body. And that's what this program is all about, how to do the maintenance and upkeep. So we can't stop these folks from doing whatever they're doing and that they think that it causes more us to have progress. They think that's part of progress. Well, we're progressing. This is what progress is all about, all these plastics everywhere. But now we have a defense mechanism.
When DuPont designed the plastic, he knew that it was toxic. And they introduced it through Tupperware. Tupperware is the first company that really propagated plastic into our home. We had Tupperware for everything you can use in the house to eat out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now we have the knowledge of what to do, about it, what to do to protect ourselves.
And
they can continue to reduce and
do
whatever they want. We still have means of protecting ourselves. That's the object. That's the key here. Self-protection.
Yeah.
Just like our cell has the ability to self-correct, self-regulate, and self-perpetuate. We have to follow the dictates of our cells. We do the same thing.
You should throw out all plastic in the kitchen. All plastic should be removed.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, we know people are going to go that far, so if they're not going to do that, at least come to some time. You get the particular to ionize this stuff and do the proper maintenance and upkeep of your own body. Yes, that's what has to happen. That's what we should do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, I mean, the plastic are everywhere, and the forever, you know, when they designed it in 1907, DuPont and all, they knew what you're doing, but your doctor didn't tell you.
They don't care. They care about profit. They care about money. They don't care about people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can store glass in the freezer just as long as you do not store that glass up and you leave a space for it to freeze and expand. It won't break the glass.
Oh, yeah. Glass,
ceramics, chinaware, that's the best thing to use. Same thing for the microwave. And when you put food and things in the microwave, make sure you cover it. Make sure it has to be covered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to poison yourself.
The microwave. You need to cover it with, you know, glass or something. Do not leave it, you know, when you are heating the food because you need to, radiation will go straight into your stuff. So make sure. Anyway, Well, thank you for the comment, and I'm glad you're part of
the thank you. That great comment that you shared. We certainly appreciate it.
Welcome.
We see another hand. Do you have anything else, Sister Adia?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Now,
thank you.
And we'll be talking with you soon, okay? Thank you for joining us. Walaikum salam. Press 1 on your phone as you make your exit. So we open the mic for someone else. Did I take off the wrong one? Sorry about that. Okay, we have another hand raised. At least we did. Where did it go? We did have a hand raised, but I don't see it now. Maybe they got tired of holding on.
Tired of waiting.
We'll apologize. Yes. Okay.
We're here.
If you have a question or comment to make, please just press 1 and we'll open your mic. We apologize for the other hand. Maybe they got impatient. But if you have a question or comment to make, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open the mic. Open your mic.
Yeah, we do. There are plastic everywhere, and you need to make every effort to put them in glass if you can, you know, if you have them. And, you know, come to Centometer. We do have the subatomic particulate to help you break it down, break, liquefy, and ionize and hydrolyze it so that you don't have that in your body, because if you don't remove them, you will have the issue that I talked about, enlarged prostate, enlarged heart, you know, heart murmur, alopecia, you know, people, you know, baldness, all that stuff. They all come from, you know, having plastic in our blood. And, you know, our blood has a lot of debris, and that debris needs to be removed. We need to remove the debris. Because if you don't, then your cells are going to jam. They're going to have a cell lockdown, and the exchange, in, you know, whatever, the nutrients and the resources will not be able to get to the cell to feed it. So they will be healthy. It will just be with dirty blood circulating in your blood and not be able to have the exchange to be permeable for you to be able to nourish your cells. So please call with any questions. We're here to educate, to serve, and to let you know that Centometer, we are asking you to join us. We know we, you know, go on our website, amssos.org, and just read. We have so many articles. We have other things you can read about your health, and then join us. We have a school, basically, to teach you about the basic 101 of Centometry, why we do what we do, why, you know, how do we cook our food scientifically, how do we live scientifically, how do you, you know, basically prepare our food scientifically. You will learn all that when you join us at Centometry, the School of Centometry. So please join us. Because you will learn the why beyond we are asking you to do this or that and that. So join us, and we're looking forward for more people to enroll and to learn so that they will know what to do with them in their life so that they can live an optimally healthy life.
That's excellent, Ms. Arita. I'm going to check the board one more time. If anybody have a question, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. We still have our guests here for another few minutes. If you have a question or a comment, there has to be a question. If you have a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic.
Yeah, we'd like to hear your comments. Okay. You know, question or comment is all we need to hear from
111. 111, your mic is open. I know who that is.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amina. How you doing today?
Sister Amina, how are you?
How are you all?
Oh, we're doing fine. Well. Thank you for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. You taking time out to listen.
Yes. I just tuned in, but I wanted to ask really two questions. Could you go into briefly, or, you know, whenever you are able to, about the fact that, how can I say, this people are still being fooled that COVID is still here. I there's someone we know that's in the hospital right now. And I won't name any names, but the you know, I just got word from another believer that told me about the fact that she was told she has COVID. Now she's in the hospital because she had a stroke, a massive stroke. You know who I'm referring to?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I mean. The lies is just amazing to me. I mean, you know. And then the other thing I wanted to ask, in other words, what, you know, we have evidence, scientific evidence from all these experts that exposed and blew the whistle on those folks at the CDC and the WHO and these other folks that's poisoning the food, you know, the mad scientists, Bill Gates and all the rest of those eugenics that want to try to say that we need population control. So that's their excuse, but yet they're still putting poisonous shots out here and ramping up again, saying that people should be afraid again with the fear mongering again, and you know, you need to, everybody needs to take more shots, and if you go in the hospital, you're almost guaranteed that you're going to be diagnosed with it. Now this is ridiculous. But I'm just saying, could you kind of go into the how can I say, the science of these shots is that they really are not effective. And well, people are still bamboozled into thinking that you know, because they keep coming up with these fake variants. Is another latest one, but yet they're shutting down people's accounts that won't go along with the what do you call it, passports or whatever they try to put these mandates in place to make everybody take it again. You know, the fear mongering. They've shut down some of the natural doctors' banking accounts for exposing the fact that these shots are fake, they're not effective, but yet they've killed people off in large numbers when they've made people take it in nursing homes and if you're in a hospital. They almost make you take it, or they put it in your medicine, or make you, you know, require that you take it. So could you kind of just touch on the fact that our immune system can be built up to and not even have to deal with this foolishness? But that was all I was asking about, because it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah, yes, it is. You like to say something about that, Mrs. Rita?
Well, I would like to show Ms. Amina that even if you're forced to take it, remember, centometry do have the adjuvant to reverse it. So
yes,
you do have the solution. You know, some people have to take it because their job requires it; they don't have a choice in the matter. Centometry do have the adjuvant to reverse it, so that's not a concern for me, because if you come to centometry, we will reverse everything that you take in with the shots and everything else. But COVID is here; it hasn't gone anywhere. But you know, we do have the solution. You know, are you taking your ACTB weekly? If you are, it should help you, protect you. So we do have the solution, but it is here. And people are getting sick of it, but they don't have the solution. They go into the hospital and they get the shot. But we said, you know what, if your job requires it, take it. But come to centometry, we'll reverse it for you. So that's what I would have to add. And Brother Sahib, would you like to add something to it too?
Yeah, another thing, too, people just got to be educated. You can't tell a human being to do anything without him being informed. So people are misinformed. It is their responsibility to get the knowledge and information that's needed to take care of themselves. We think somebody's going to save us. Nobody's coming to save us. No, it's not going to happen. Health is an individual effort, and we all must make the effort. We need verifiable scientific information. If a person go out and destroy their immune system, they might need a vaccine to protect them. They eat chaotically, and they're not trying to learn anything, they are destroying the immune system.
Exactly.
People destroy their immune system. This is what happens every day.
Yeah.
They can't produce enzyme. They have lack of energy because they want to eat what they want to eat and do what they want to do. So they don't want to make the changes. They don't want to make the adjustment. They just want to make excuses.
Yeah.
And this is what we have to realize. Those people who destroyed their immune system, who destroyed their metabolism, who destroyed their cells and their body, the only protection they have is to take a vaccine. And that's one of the reasons why they should take one. If they want to live a little bit longer, it'll buy them some time. But we have to rest assured that vaccine also denature enzyme. This is why there's a problem.
Yes.
They denature enzyme. They have three things in there. They don't make the person worse off. They have halogen, they have alkyl, and they have toxic metal.
Exactly.
And those things denature enzyme. So people just have to get the facts.
And isn't formaldehyde in it too?
That's the metal. That's
formaldehyde is in it as well, which is a poison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a preservative. It preserves bodies, dead people.
Exactly.
So that's why they use it, to preserve the ingredients in the vaccine, because if you don't put a preservative in there, the same thing they're trying to protect you from will contaminate the vaccine. So they have to have a preserver. They use formaldehyde, they use mercury, and they use aluminum. All those are toxic to the human cell. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to get the truth and use the truth and apply the truth, or are you going to continue to allow people to lie to you? You have to make a choice, and everybody have the right to make their own choices. This is the freedom that people have.
Exactly.
You can give them the knowledge, but they don't have to use it. So you get what you get. And that may sound harsh, but you can't force a human being to do anything. Those people who are being manipulated get the knowledge. You won't be manipulated. It's your responsibility to know. This body is a gift. It's a precious gift for us to have life on this planet. If you're willing to give it up without a fight, that's your choice. What can you say?
Exactly.
You can't save the world or save an individual who don't want to be saved.
True.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm not spending my energy on somebody who don't want to be saved. I'm here for those people who want to be saved, who want to do better, who want to find out how you get your health back and be empowered.
You
have enough energy to try to save somebody who don't want to be saved. They just have to be, go back to the earth and come again. That's what's going
to
happen.
I'd like to also, before I leave, to let you know that even if you're cooking your food scientifically and everything else, you need enzymes every day for your body to work. I mean, without enzymes, cooking scientifically and everything else, it is a step in the right direction, but without enzymes, you are not going to be able to live healthily and everything else. And a lot of people are not maintaining their cells. You have to maintain and repair the cells so that you be able to have healthy cells. So there are steps that people need to take. Cooking scientifically is fine, is one of them, but we also encourage people to enroll in our school so that they can learn about the health risk, what is out there, what foods are poison, so that when they see them, they avoid them. These are the kind of things that we share in the school, and that's what we encourage people to go on our website and read the articles and also join us as a student so that you will know the ins and outs of food, why we eat certain food, why we don't eat certain food, why we drink certain things, and why you don't drink this and that, because food consumption and toxic metals are the three things that are going to impact your health. So with that in mind, I just would like to say I appreciate everyone. We had a great talk about plastics. Next time we will talk about we will also talk about the supplement, the dangers of supplement, the supplement that we take every day. it can kill us too. So we will talk about that next week. So assalamu alaikum to my brothers and sisters, Brother Saheed. It's been a pleasure. And I thank all of you. And Thank you.
And thank you so very much. We thank you for joining us today and sharing your knowledge of the American School of Symptometry and symptometric science called symptometry. And we thank our listeners, especially those, the ones that have made comments and asked questions. Sister Amina, we certainly appreciate that question you have too as well. Thank you so very much.
Thanks.
So, Ms. Rita, I know you have to go, and we certainly appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. The lady from Florida. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'll talk to you next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Mm-hmm. Walaikum assalam. Thank you so very much. Sister Amina, did you have another question?
Yes. The other thing I was going to ask about is all these shots that they require childbearing age mothers to give their children, and also they're requiring school age children and college age people to, they're going on college campuses and requiring that people mask and take these shots again. So could you speak to that? Because the effectiveness of masks has been, people have been misinformed about that, even though I know you've talked about it before, but just kind of briefly overview that again, because it's just, it's so much misinformation still trying to be disseminated out here, even though we have the CDC director and all the other folks. A lot of these pharmaceuticals are under investigation now for mandating that people take all this stuff and bullying doctors, you know. But could you just speak to that briefly, as far as masks are not necessary, but people are still fooled into thinking that you know it's some kind of protection, even though, I mean, you know, it's protection for people in the medical field that are dealing with contagious, you know, body situation. Fluids or whatever.
Yeah.
And other things. But what I'm saying is that just in general, you know, people are still walking around with masks on and on the public transportation and driving back and forth, you know, going to you know, essential places and still wearing masks, please. I mean, just speak to that briefly, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Salamu alaikum.
Thank you. Walaikum salam. Press 1 on your phone so we can use the mic for someone else. Thank you so very much. Well, yeah, that's an excellent question. You know, here the thing is, here's what we have to know, that the Almighty created us with everything we need to take care of our health. They're inside of us. They're inside of us already. We have to learn how these things function. This is one of the purposes of the program, to teach us how these things function, how cells function. We have cells that produce T cells, B cells, interferons that produce enzymes for our cells to divide, the cell division. If we take care of them, they'll take care of us on this toxic, predatory, and adversary planet. This is what we say every week on AM 360, on Optimal Health. This is what we speak about every week. Brother and sister, there's no man-made chemical that's going to reverse your condition. It's not going to happen. Allopathic medicine treats symptoms. They don't go to the source of the disease. They treat the symptoms. So if you want your symptoms treated, that's where to go. But most of the time, we violated the rules of health. We violated the natural laws. And we have to learn about these things so we can get back in compliance. We're out of compliance. So if you take a vaccine, then what's in the vaccine is going to denature more enzymes, which means you're going to be worse off. But if you destroyed your immune system, because of what you've been eating and drinking and all these things. If you destroyed it, well, you need help with a vaccine to help you with a little bit of protection. But it's going to make matters worse in the end anyway. So when it comes to a mask, carbon dioxide and oxygen must always be kept in balance in the human body. So we expel carbon dioxide. We breathe in oxygen. And plants are doing just the opposite. They take in carbon dioxide and they give us oxygen. If you have a mask up to your face 8 to 12 hours a day on a job or wherever, riding in your car or whatever, then the carbon dioxide is not being expelled from your body properly. It's being kept up to your face and you rebreathing it in the carbon dioxide. You're taking it back in instead of expelling it. That's going to cause an imbalance between carbon dioxide and oxygen. So it's going to make matters worse. This is going to cause inflammatory debris. This is going to cause free radicals to reign everywhere, reaping havoc in your system. The gas exchange takes place in our lungs. It takes place in our lungs. The carbon dioxide, the carbonic acid circulating in our blood, turn into carbon dioxide where we breathe out, but you're keeping it up to your face. A byproduct of respiration, breathing. That's a byproduct of breathing, brother and sister. And pretty soon, after an hour or two, the mask you are wearing, you think is protecting yourself, is contaminated with the virus and everything else because it's moist. There's moisture there. Anywhere there's moisture there, then you're going to have things gravitate to it. Fungus, worms, parasites, protozoans, all these things are going to gravitate to that mask. It's going to be contaminated after an hour or so, 30 minutes. It's contaminated. The same viruses that would be on your hands, on your hair, and on your skin are now on your mask. And you are adjusting it. Every few minutes, you have to adjust it. And every time you adjust it with your hands, there are more microbes are being transferred to that mask. So you can imagine what in kind of shape that mask is in at the end of the day. And then I'm sure some of us are using the mask again the next day. You're not throwing them all away. You're using the same mask again the next day. So that mask is contaminated with all kinds of microbes, things that you cannot even see, viruses, protozoans, worms, parasites, fungus, bacteria. All these things are now inside your body. How are you going to be healthy? So these are the things that we need to think about. And you're riding alone. Nobody's inside your car but you. Now, why you need to have a mask on? Nobody's riding in the car but you. This is the misconception. This is the misinformation. Now, if you're going to visit a sick person, they're home, and you're going to visit them, they're sick, wear a mask to respect that person's condition. But when you leave, you don't have to wear a mask. For what? Who are you protecting? You're not protecting yourself at that point. And because if you put on a mask and it's not a clean one, so it's already contaminated, brother and sister. We have to start using our brain and think. You can't work 8 hours, 12 hours a day with a mask on. You're going to have issues, dizziness, lack of energy, vertigo, and other conditions you're going to suffer from. Because you need oxygen, you need the air, you need to be able to breathe and have that gas exchange taking place naturally in your lungs. So I hope that's enough what we can say about that. So brothers and sisters, we're going to take a short break. Our guest had to depart. We're going to be right back and share some more information. We have about 45 minutes left into our program, so please do not go anywhere. Still take a moment to call someone and ask them to join us on Optimal Health on AM360. You listen to Abdul Shaheed, your host, and also your certified symptometry health coach. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Maniscalco, and my grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's disease in 2005. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is a national nonprofit agency that's here to help. If you or someone you love has questions about the disease, need someone to talk to, pick up the phone. Call Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Don't be embarrassed. They're here to help you. Call 866-232-8484. Don't forget.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Muslim American Power 5 on Mondays, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Muslim American Power 5, referred to as MAP5, featuring Sister Amatullah Sabri, Sister Cheryl Sadi, and Brother Fleming Alamein. That's Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for MAP, Muslim American Power 5.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shahid, your host of Optimal Health on AM 360. We have another hand raised, 708-288. Your mic is open. Thank you for joining us on Optimal Health on AM 360. Walaikum assalam. That's Miss Yvette. How are you doing?
Hi. Yes, it is.
Thank you for joining us.
Thought I'd come in this afternoon. Sure. Happy to. Thought I'd come in
Thank
and say a few words
us.
On your topic today.
Yes, we've been talking about plastic and other issues. People have been still asking us questions about the COVID wearing masks and is that healthy? All of these different things. People are still confused about what they should do. Should they wear a mask all day? They're talking about taking the vaccine again. They're confused. All these years and years of talking and sharing scientific information, people are still being confused. But we're going to keep trying to help them.
Okay, yes. We definitely need to continue to spread the word because, you know, some of us are still skeptical, right, of you know, how life is on this planet. Right on planet Earth, they don't care about us.
Nope.
You know,
nope.
they care about the almighty, you know, dollar, and
that's what they
it.
Care about.
You know,
that's
we
right.
have to
You're
take
right.
measures. You know, we have to take measures for ourselves to live on this planet because, or else we will be a victim of pharmaceuticals. Okay,
that's
and,
right.
And
if we don't take
and
charge,
sickness. Exactly, and sickness. So, yes, hello, everyone. My name is Yvette. I am a certified symptometry health coach, and I'm here to say a few words regarding our health and how important it is to you know, have knowledge about it so we can avoid certain products, people, you know, and don't be, you know, a victim, you know, to this world and their, you know, teachings. Okay, you know, so
I was listening in a little bit earlier.
Okay.
But I couldn't come in until now. And, you know, about how important it is to watch the supplements that you take, right? Because all supplements are not created equal.
That's right.
When you go into health food stores, you know, you see all these supplements and, you know, they tell you even on these commercials, you know, use your vegetables and take your fruit, and they got them at the same time. Like, okay, you're supposed to take a vegetable capsule here, and then you take a fruit capsule at the same time. You're not supposed
it's
to
amazing.
Mix fruit with vegetables.
Fruit and vegetables.
At the same time. That there is messing you up. Don't believe
exactly.
that commercial. Don't believe it. And they put it on at least 5, 6, 10 times a day. Have your vegetables and have your fruit.
Misinformation. That's what people are getting.
Misinformation. And they think that it's healthy. I'm sure people go buying them and buying them and buying them. No. First of all, you're mixing vegetables with fruit. Fruit should be eaten by itself.
So. Mm-hmm.
Then 20 minutes later, have your meal. Okay, give that
yes.
fruit a chance to digest before you have a meal. You're not supposed to eat them together. And then what type of vegetables are you getting? You don't know.
Absolutely.
They're not telling you.
Just vegetables. Kind of like the oil people cooking with, vegetable oil. What kind of oil is that?
Right. Right. Because it says vegetable, we think that it's healthy. Because we were trained
right.
to think that vegetables and fruits are the healthiest foods on this planet, which it is not.
That, exactly. They make us think that plants are innocent. Oh, they won't hurt you.
Far from the truth. You know, they
right.
want to live
far
too.
From the truth.
The plants want to live
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
They have
DNA.
They're
going to protect
yeah.
themselves.
They want to protect themselves. They want to live just like us. Granted, some plants we need to survive, like greens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do have to eat some of those, and we have to also eat some animals because we
yes.
need their protein, because we are made of protein. We are made of amino
right.
acids, which is protein.
Absolutely.
So we need some protein, not all protein. So you got to be careful. You got to know which protein and which vegetable and which fruit to consume. How much
absolutely.
To consume. You don't consume them together? We have a rule here in symptometry. 75-25. Is that
yes.
correct, Mr. Sheed? 75-25.
That is very important. The combination of food, the combination. You have to know the combination of food. If you get that twisted around, then you're predisposed to a disease.
That's right.
But people are not going to know that unless they become students at the American School of Symptomatics, so you can get the details on how our body operates. This is what's been missing for all these thousands upon thousands of years. What's been missing?
Yes.
Mankind has been trying to get healthy on this planet, but we're failing. We've been failing because we didn't have the right information. Now
yes.
we have that in the form of a school that people can sign up, enroll, and become a student if they're really serious
yes.
about their health. We're just here to
yes.
give you the tip of the iceberg so you can get interested in becoming more, to get more knowledge,
exactly.
more and more, so you can be empowered and be inspired to help others, just like we're doing. We need thousands and thousands of people to do this, to become part of this. Really, it's a movement to get our health back.
That's right.
Ms. Yvette, if we don't do it, nobody is going to help us.
No one is going to help us. No one in this world is going to help you with your health but yourself. You have to make
absolutely.
That move. You got to make that move to a better way of living, a better way of eating. Granted, you know, nothing is safe on this planet. It isn't, unfortunately. It just isn't. But as long as we're producing enzymes, we have a better chance than anyone to
absolutely.
To beat the odds of these poisons that they've given us. from food to pharmaceuticals to water, you know, as long as you can produce enzymes, okay, you're better off.
We can thrive.
Your health
rather than just
off.
Exist, we can thrive and we can produce enzymes.
We can thrive.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to worry about certain, you know, things. Like if we do drink bad water, it'll be immediately neutralized because
exactly.
We're feeding ourselves enzymes every day. We're gaining an enzyme surplus during the foods that we eat also.
Absolutely.
Okay. So if you know, and I wouldn't go to the health food store and pick up enzymes. Those are not the right ones.
No.
Okay, so be careful.
Especially if they come from plants. Especially if they come from plants. They're for the plant.
Exactly.
We can use their
enzymes. Those are plant enzymes, right? We need human enzymes, okay? We need digestive enzymes. We need auxiliary enzymes. And cytometry enzymes carry power, strength, and pressure to penetrate the cells.
Yes.
We can take supplements all day and it won't penetrate the cells. You need that power.
That's right.
And you need that strength to penetrate the cells. So if you don't have those, you just taking plastics and who knows what else they got up in there. We don't know.
Absolutely. Adding more garbage to your system. Adding more garbage to your blood. That's what happened.
That's it. And every particulate that cytometry uses have pressure, power, and strength to penetrate the cells, to clean them up and then penetrate them so they can come alive again and heal the abnormalities themselves. The way
absolutely.
They created
the cells
us.
Can do it.
Yeah, the way the cells created us, they can also heal us.
Absolutely.
They can reverse any abnormality
that
you have in your body. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's
they
amazing.
Created us the first time. Surely they can patch us up to keep us going.
Exactly. Exactly. And enzymes are the first thing that the cells created. Why it was the first?
Yes.
Because it needed the speed. Okay, it needed the speed to penetrate to, you know, what to say, cause to stop the gravity.
To put everything
right?
together with speed.
To put us together
yeah.
with speed, yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
They don't have
so,
all day to do it. They got to do it in a millisecond.
Yes. This
so
is
they needed
how
speed.
How important enzymes are. So I'm hoping
absolutely.
I am, you know, letting you know that, you know, we have to do maintenance in this world today because we cannot avoid, unfortunately, all the bad foods. We're going to do our best. Like I heard a young lady saying that she buy glass
mm-hmm.
products and she doesn't use, you know, plastic and everything. That is wonderful. We do all we can to help ourselves,
yes.
right? That's what we do. But unfortunately, plastic slipped through the, you know, slipped through because we don't know what's in our foods because it slipped
right.
through the cracks. So as long as we know that we're producing these enzymes that our cells created now for us to keep us healthy, why not? Why not have a bottle? Why not take them every time you eat? You eat 1, 2, 3 times a day, take the enzymes right after you eat.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, you're neutralizing any poisons, any plastics, any fungus, bacteria that may have gotten in there while you're eating. So take
exactly.
you some enzymes to protect yourself so you won't wake up sick or with an abnormality in your body.
I think we might have
that's
a hand raised. Let me check and see.
Do
we have a hand raised? We might have a person with a question or a comment. Just one moment. Miss Yvette.
Sure.
914-886. I know that's Sister Heidi. Your mic is open again.
Yeah.
You press one again.
I just want to make a comment that
go right ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. Hi.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, take the initiative to improve our health as far as fruits and vegetables that we ingest. You know, I have a backyard where, since I've been in commentary, I've planted papaya trees and grapefruit trees in the backyard. I can do that. But those who can't plant, they can go and get a ceramic pot and grow vegetables in their home. They can grow herbs in a ceramic pot. They can grow your green peppers, your jalapenos in a green pot in your home. And I think these are things, yes, that we have to start doing for ourselves. There's stuff in the store for one grapefruit. It's 50 cents to a dollar for one grapefruit. Two grapefruits.
Yes, is $2.
And, you know, we should boycott these products in the stores and make them come down the price. You know, let that stuff rot on the shelf because we're supporting this economy that is harming us. And we need to go back to growing our own food.
Absolutely.
You don't have to have a big backyard to plant a grapefruit tree, a papaya tree, and vegetables and herbs. You can do it on a terrace. You can do it in one of your rooms with some pots. I think we need to start doing that to get away from unhealthy preservatives that we're ingesting every time we buy something from the store.
That's right.
Can I come get some in your backyard? Wonderful. That is great.
That is great.
You are doing everything you can. There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's what you need to do.
Do it. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Naughty said I'm 66, and he told me I'm too young to be so sick. That's what Dr. Naughty told me, and I've been on the mm-hmm. particulars in the morning. He said, you have too many illnesses for your age.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He was right.
Mm-hmm.
We can prevent most diseases. We don't need to have them.
Yeah. Right. No. You didn't know, but guess what? You're doing something about it. Okay?
Yes.
You're doing something about it.
Now I feel human. I actually feel, before I was supposed to, I feel human. I feel mobile. You know, there's a lot of areas that we're still working on, but I feel a lot better. Since I started taking cooking, like Thomas, you know, cooking our meats for 12 hours, fruits and vegetables with salt, with saline solution, you know, avoiding products that are no good for us, that are pods, you know, the fruits, you know, different things. Yeah.
Excellent. Yes.
That's why we have to get more people to do it. They'll feel much better, and they'll be back in control of their own life.
That's right.
You know, I feel human, and that's a statement.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You don't realize you're not feeling human when you're sick.
No, you don't.
We're not at our best. We're not at our best when we're sick. Nobody's at their best. You can't even smile at
somebody. No. You feel
bad. In order to be human, we have to become disease-free. Isn't that amazing? To be human, we've got to be disease-free so we can do all of the things to make us better. And then we start wanting for the best in each and every one of us. We'll bring out the best. And that's the whole objective for being healthy, for being human on this planet, to bring out the best in each of us. And that's what
we think when we age, they make us think when we age we're supposed to be sick. All our savings are supposed to go to the hospitals.
Right.
To keep our health.
To save us. No.
But you ain't saving us. You're putting us in there earlier
than
we're supposed to. And take our savings.
Misinformation. Right. Misinformation and drugs.
Yes.
Too much.
Yes. But how much have you learned since you've been with Symptometry? How much have you learned?
You know, at first when I started, I thought it was a very expensive diet, you know, because I had to go out and do a whole different style of grocery shopping. But it's not expensive. My refrigerator is like the only expensive
Buy everything fresh. You buy what you need, and you don't have no waste. So when you start changing up and you start eating scientifically, it costs you less money.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right, yes. Refrigerators are empty. They're empty compared to the way they used to be, right?
Yeah, you know, people
they're empty.
They take like 5 hours for a dozen. So we should leave them eggs in the bottle.
You don't. Because you don't need the eggs, you don't need the milk, you don't need the cheese, you don't need the butter, you don't need the margarine, and most of that the spread that is that people are using, the jelly and the jam that people
you don't need
none of that.
Don't need anything they sell in the refrigerated section of the grocery store. You don't even need to go for that.
Absolutely. But people have to learn. They think we need all that stuff. No, that just create more garbage inside of us. And then then you got to buy the particular to remove the garbage.
More blockages. More blockages. That's right.
Yeah.
So that's good. We're all getting smarter. And see, those things that you have food for breakfast, you have food for lunch, you have food for dinner, and sometimes you just have food. If it's good, you can eat it anytime you want to.
I listened to, I think her name is Amina, the sister that comes on, how she tries to propagate to other people. It's very difficult trying to get listen to you, especially it's not anything that you're introducing that they don't already like eating. It's just a change in how you eat it. They only want to do that.
Right. Most people don't want
to
change.
How to eat, how delicious the food is, but they don't want to cook it themselves. They don't want to cook meat for 12 hours.
Right. They want to be in a hurry. They want to be in a hurry.
You the morning, throw the meat in the oven, in the hour, you throw it in a crack pot, and that's it. It comes out delicious.
And
you
just go and go do what you want to do. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just have to pre-plan, right? You have to do it at night, right?
Yeah.
I know that there's busy moms and they have kids and, you know, they ain't got time to wait. The key is to put that slow cooker on at night. So in the morning, when you get off work, you have nothing to do but throw some side dishes together. Okay, if you don't do that at night, I do everything at night. You know, I cook everything at night. Put it in ceramic dishes, put it in the refrigerator in the morning. I just put it in the slow cooker and just let it warm up. So, you know, when you get off work, everything is ready. Everything is ready.
Absolutely.
So there's no excuse.
Amazing.
There's no excuse that I don't have nothing to eat or I don't have time to wait. Slow cookers are an amazing machine.
And the food
okay,
is
they really help you out.
I don't know why I don't cook, but I know this food is delicious the way it's cooked for 12 hours. It always come out good.
Because you taste all the nutrients that you wasn't getting before, you know.
And they're released to the cell. They are released into the cell like they're supposed to be.
Yes. Right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have enzymes. Mm-hmm. And take fuel enzyme to digest your food. So you're not wasting enzyme. Now you build an enzyme surplus to repair and maintain the body when they are needed. This is what we do.
And you're reducing poison.
The most diseases are preventable. If you did this, if we all did this from the very beginning, we wouldn't have diseases. We have so many enzymes and such surplus of them that they would prevent us from catching a disease. We'd build resistant against diseases. This is how you build resistant. The more enzymes you produce, the stronger you'll be and the more resistant you'll be to diseases. That's how it works.
That's right. That's right. We would just never talk. We were taught
right,
wrong.
That's what it was. Yeah, we were taught all
we were
right.
Taught wrong.
Mistaught.
Right.
We did all the wrong
things. We drink every day the grapefruit juice and the ginger juice that we make scientifically. That's produced the enzymes as well. That's the reason why we're drinking that every day. The grapefruit and the ginger.
Yeah, now be careful now. Don't drink the grapefruit every day. That's
right.
Another
you don't have
week.
To drink that every day or every week.
Right.
When you
just
want to remove some blood impurities, microprotein from the blood, and neutralize what they call microproteins, prolamins, acrylamides. When you want to remove those things, that's in certain protein and starchy foods to clean your blood up a little bit better. You do the cleanser with the grapefruit, but you don't have to do it every day. But every day you can drink the therapeutic ginger beverage. That will build enzyme because in the ginger, you have the amino acid and the cofactor for producing enzyme. This is the key. It is enzyme. So you're building an enzyme surplus every single day. You provided the enzyme for the cells, if the cell has all the nutrients and resources that they need, they will produce the enzyme, a surplus of them every day. And that's what it needs to be healthy, to stay healthy. So that's what you're doing. You're providing the nutrients and the resources, and you drink the right water. You know, you use the right salt, because all salt is not the same. All water is not the same. All fruits and vegetables are not the same. All meats are not the same. So now you have to learn which one to use. That's what Syntomage is all about. That's what having a health coach is all about.
The grapefruit that we make that lasts for no more than 4 days, and the ginger, the same thing. So you're saying that drink the ginger every day, but just the grapefruit every once a week?
Yes, once or twice a week when you want to remove blood impurities.
Okay.
Or every other week, or once a month. You don't have to do it every day. But, of course, when you make it, it can last up to 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
drink
the small amount
of 4 days. Yeah, the benefits
mm-hmm.
that it helps you is every 4 days, and after the fourth day, you can drink it as recreational, you know, rather
mm-hmm.
than, you know, juices and stuff. You can drink it as recreational. But for the therapeutic effects of cleaning your blood, it's 4 days, and then you take a week break, okay,
mm-hmm.
and then you go back to it again after that
mm-hmm.
because our blood is constantly dirty. Every time we eat,
yes.
it's dirty, unfortunately.
Every time we breathe,
right.
Every time, just by living, right, things are getting in the blood.
So that's a way to help ourselves, keep us more healthy, okay, by doing that every other week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be right on that document, too, that you have,
mm-hmm.
that your coach
mm-hmm.
gave you. It should
yeah.
be right there also.
Yeah.
It tells you how long.
Almost dead now.
No,
well,
not every day.
So clean. But if you did it every day, then you have the citrus acid that you have to neutralize, and that's what you do with the Formula A16B. You have to neutralize citrus acid, formic acid, malic acid, sulfuric acid. So you have to do that.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. So you're doing good. Sister, how are you?
Yes.
You're doing good.
Oh,
so keep up the good work.
And Miss Rita, who has a name, because my middle name is Rita, and excellent coaches. I thank you so much.
We thank you. Thank you for joining us. And keep sharing with people and let them know about Syntomage, what we're able to do, and let them know about the school. And we need
yes.
more people to sign up to become students so we have more people out here helping people. Confirming
mm-hmm.
the truth, the verification of the truth. That's what we need. And more people will begin to apply Syntomage, symptomatic science. That's what we
mm-hmm.
have to do, wake our people up. Yes. That's the effort. And we certainly appreciate
yeah. I stopped trying to convince people what to eat, what not to eat. I just tell them, I don't eat eggs. I don't drink milk. I don't eat yolk. I just tell them, I don't eat.
Exactly. And you become the best example. They're watching you. Trust me, they're watching.
I'm not eating that.
That's right, I'm not eating that. That's what diet means. Do I eat that? That's what diet means. Do I eat that? You have to question it. Be able to deconstruct the food before you put it in your mouth. Because once you put it in your mouth, it's too late.
Stop eating all that cold juice and then you say your stomach hurts.
Exactly. It shouldn't be cold. We shouldn't eat no cold food.
No.
No cold beverages. At least at room temperature. That's what we should be
yes.
doing. Because if we're not careful, the environment will suck out all of our heat. Our body, our cells need heat, thermal energy. Mm-hmm. All of these things are scientific. If they don't believe it, just come to American School of Symptometry or go on the website, amsos.org. Begin to do your own research by reading the article and follow up with them. That's what we all have to do, get more knowledge, gain more knowledge, because we've been misinformed, miseducated, on purpose in many instances. Yes, indeed.
Hmm.
So we certainly appreciate you sharing, Sister well, Heidi, because that helps to get more people to gain the courage to get off that beaten path onto a new one, have a paradigm shift. We've been going in the wrong direction for too long. Now we have an opportunity to unstick ourselves and make progress, move forward to make progress.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we do.
So, brother and sister, if you have a question or comment to make, just press 1. We'll open your mic. You have another question or comments? Sister Hadia?
I'm going to press 1.
Yeah, press
1. Thank you.
Thank
you for your question.
Thank you for coming back in and sharing that. That was excellent. Thank you so very much. Assalamu alaikum. We've got a couple more minutes left in our program. Brother and sister, if you have a question or comment, we have another certified symptometry health coach working along with us. Now taking Mrs. Rita place, we have Ms. Yvette Dean from the American School of Symptometry, also a certified symptometry health coach.
Yes.
If you have a question or comment, you have a chance to speak with another certified symptometry health coach, not just Abdul Shaheed. I'm just one of many. And we're looking for more people to increase that number. Because we're going to be making progress moving forward. We need people to take our place, like our cell, produce new cells and take the place of old cells. So we got to keep moving forward.
That's it.
Advancing.
That's it. Yes. If we only knew how important our cells were, this is what we want to spread the word to everybody.
Yes.
Our cells are so important. If we started from the beginning, if we were taught cellular health, there wouldn't be any diseases.
Wow. No disease on the planet.
If we were taught cellular health from the beginning,
yeah,
we would not have any abnormalities in our bodies, none. We would know the rules of health. We would
absolutely
know what the cells need and how to produce cells so they can keep dividing, you know, the laws. We would know all of this.
We would know all
of
these things.
But now we do have a school that can teach us. And as long as you live it, as long as you have breath in your mouth, you can now learn it.
Yes.
You can now learn it. As long as you have breath.
Just like we did. Just like we're doing. You can do the same
thing.
That's
right. That's right. We were never taught, but you have a chance now to be taught. Because no one wants
amazing
to leave this planet early. But we don't want to.
And we have a lot of work to do. We haven't fulfilled our role and our mission yet. The Almighty still
right
is here, each and every one of us, with
a
mission
reason
in mind. For a
that's
reason.
Right.
That's why we have the
that's
life.
Right.
That's why we've been gifted with the life. For a reason.
For a reason. For a reason. And that reason is for us to spread the word. To spread
yes
the word. To let the unknown know that there is hope to continue so you can do what you were meant to do, why you were born.
Absolutely.
We were born to correct our parents' mistakes, our teachers' mistakes, the world's mistakes, basically.
Yes.
We were
all
born to correct
us
mistakes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So you have to be willing. You have to be willing to change your ways, you know, change that taste bud. That thing is powerful. That's life or death right there. That
absolutely
taste bud is life or death. So
you
got to be careful
to
with that taste
things
bud.
Yeah, if we get addicted to all this crazy food, and then we going crazy over it. It's not worth
yes
it.
Taste buds is something else. It's something else. You know, it rules you. It will rule you.
Exactly.
You know, it will rule you. So you got to try to control that. You know, it's hard. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's hard. It's difficult, not, but it can be done.
It's not easy. It's not easy. We all strive every day.
Yeah, oftentimes it's not us. It's the parasites.
Exactly.
They'll make us crave all kind of crazy stuff.
All kinds.
Yeah.
And we're not perfect.
That's why
we're
gonna keep that number.
Health coaches, but we're not perfect.
Yeah.
We're still striving ourselves. You know,
exactly.
We have to keep reiterating to ourselves when we go in the grocery store to only stay in the aisles that are healthy.
That healthy aisles.
Put your hand over your
don't
eyes.
Don't
stray
down those other aisles.
Do not detour, no matter how hard it is.
Exactly.
Do not detour. It's hard.
No, don't even look
you
at
know,
the other shelves.
You look down there and you see all them goodies, like, oh, no, I got to keep walking. I got to keep walking.
Oh,
it's hard.
Miss Yvette, we got another hand raised. We have 301-598. Your mic is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on Optimal Health on AM360.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Debbie from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Well, like I said, thank you for joining us.
I just want to say this is really a very interesting show because the way they pack sugar in things like bread and tomato paste and so on, it's really good to read the ingredients because they know sugar is addicting and they know that's how they'll sell the product. So you have to be very alert and be very careful. I haven't had sugar for 35 years. And I feel much better. I'm much healthier. I'm more alert. I'm more physical. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
That is wonderful.
You're absolutely correct.
That is wonderful.
Great.
You're doing what you can to avoid the health hazards. Okay? And that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Keep it up. Keep it up. Because those ones that you can avoid, you know, it sneaks by. But the fact that you're avoiding it, you're building enzymes. So the ones that sneak by is getting neutralized really quick. Okay?
With that
so that's
enzyme
wonderful.
Surplus.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Great.
Mashallah.
And thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And keep listening. We certainly appreciate your support.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Many of these things, these diseases, these symptoms, we can avoid them. Just like she said, you can avoid these things, but you have to become knowledgeable. You have to know about them. You have to read the label. Don't take what's on that label for granted. They tell you what they're doing to you. They put it right on the label. And we have to learn to read the label. And oftentimes they misinform us on the label. They put other names there. They change the name of things. But see, what Syntomagy have been able to do, we do that chromatography research. It will break down the atom, the structure, the elements, the chemical formula. So they might change the name, but they can't lie about what they have that's in that bottle, in that package, in the food. Because we're able to break down those molecules to atoms, to see what's in them. And this is the key to symptometric science. We break everything down, do that chromatography analysis on it. Just like we go to the doctor, you do that blood analysis, it would tell the trained doctor of symptometry what's going on with you, what's in the blood, what are the anomalies, what are the red flags. And then you start to work on those things, improving your health month by month by month. Until we reverse every condition that we have, put things back to normalcy. Once we have anomaly, it is our responsibility to put things back to normalcy. Isn't that right, Ms. Yvette?
That is correct. That is correct. Yes, yes, yes. And you know, I like what the last person said about, you know, she's feeling great. She's feeling great.
Absolutely.
By avoiding, you know, sugar. She feels great, you know. And I also wanted to add, you know, about plastics, right? There's
yes.
certain plastics that they put out there that leaches more than others. Okay, there are
yes.
kind of plastics that don't leach. Okay, like in certain waters, if you can squeeze the plastic and hear the crinkling sound, that's not a good plastic. That will leach
mm-hmm.
in your water. But if you can squeeze it and it don't crinkle, that's a better plastic. For example, if you drink Evian water, what we recommend for electrolytes, that plastic, if you squeeze it, it will not crinkle. But if you squeeze another brand of water, that plastic will crinkle. Okay, so it's better plastics out there that are made and that will not
yes.
leach as much. I'm not saying it don't leach at all, but as much as others. Okay, our key is to produce enzymes because there's some things in this world
yes.
that we cannot avoid. We just can't. It's just impossible.
Exactly.
It's impossible. But what we can is better for us. We don't want to just have the attitude, oh, well, ain't nothing we can do about it, so I'm just going to eat the way I'm going to eat. No, that's not true. That's not true. Just like the callers said, they're doing everything they can to avoid certain things. Okay, we eat a certain way. We live a certain way. We brush our teeth with stainless fluoride toothpaste, not the toothpaste that fluoride. What's the name of the other fluoride that they have out there? We just got to be careful.
Sodium fluoride.
Yes, sodium chloride. Yes, we got to avoid that kind for our teeth. We try to save our teeth as long as we can. Our teeth is not made to fall out just because we get older.
No,
that's not true. But some stuff that they put in these toothpastes, this fluoride that you go to the dentist and you get this fluoride treatment. No, I would not get fluoride treatments. That's worse because they use the wrong kind of fluoride, and they dentists.
Absolutely.
So be careful. We do scientific living also. Be careful of the toothpaste that you use. Also, I got another tip for you. If you ever walk around the house and you touch a doorknob and you get shocked, you touch your light switch and you get shocked, put Vaseline on your hands. I don't use lotion for my body when I take a shower. I don't use lotion. I use Vaseline in a blue cap because that has carbon-9 in it. Good for your skin. It's good to maintain electricity in your body. I was shocking everywhere. I said, Dr. Martell, everything I touch, I'm shocking it. He said, are you using Vaseline on your skin? On your hands, every time you wash your hands, don't let them get dry. Put Vaseline on them for the carbon-9. So that's a tip
excellent.
I wanted to share with everyone.
Okay? That is excellent.
We get tips every day on how to live scientifically also. Okay? Scientifically.
We got about 1 minute to prepare to make our exit. We certainly appreciate you joining us and the information you shared and the tips. We just pray that our listener would begin to use them, to apply them, and keep coming back and keep joining us to get more information. We like to say that the program that's coming up run after our program. And this is Maya Ali Kuliha, and the host is Imam Abdul Aziz from Masjid Adam. It is the Center for Human Excellence in the Bronx, New York, and his theme is We Are Together Under Any and All Circumstances. Brothers and sisters, please go to the website of the American School of Symptometry, not-for-profit. It is amsos.org. If you have a need to contact us personally, please feel free to dial us at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. Brother and sister, on tomorrow, Tuesday, we have this program called The Science of Health and Your Wealth on IWDM Blog Talk Radio. You can join us by dialing in 714-816-4673. No passcode is needed. That is between 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And every Saturday and Sunday morning, we have the program called Morning Tylene from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Please join us by dialing into 267-876-3648, and the passcode is 289-2322 pound. Please join us on these various programs to learn more about health and optimal health, and where our cells are able to self-correct, self-regulate, self-cleanse, self-protect, and self-perpetuate. We thank you for joining us today. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين وصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة خلق سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أهله تاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعهم بإحسان ليوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورح الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الإصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. We seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed. We begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him. We seek his aid. And we humbly ask Allah to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the choice of his creation, the seal of the prophets and messengers, our chief in the matter of Islam. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the very same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his family members who followed him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah to establish the very same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. And we humbly ask Allah to establish the mercy and peace upon all of his the followers and their followers in excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah's mercy and peace upon Imam Dr. Warquddin Muhammad, as we ask Allah's peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we say, Ameen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah calls our attention in the Quran, and he says, O ye who have obtained true faith, fasting is prescribed for you the same way it was prescribed for those who came before you, so that you may develop God consciousness. We want to begin by greeting you with the greetings of peace, the greetings of the angels, the greetings of paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya ala al-Kulli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we are broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM360. And as always, we begin by asking you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam and his family, as well as upon Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Vernon Farid and his family, upon Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family, Imam Ali Rashid and his family, Imam Abdul Majid Karim Hassan and his family, Imam Ajin Muhammad and his family, Imam Muhammad Sadiq and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Qasim Ahmed and his family. We also ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to consider in your supplication Imam Abdul Baqi Abdul Hamid and his family, Imam Rafiq Rasul and his family, Imam Farouk Abdul Wali and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Sister Aliyah Abdul Wali, Aliyah Alameen and her family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Doreen Muhammad, Sister Robin Muhammad, Sister Al-Hajj Delilah Shaheed, Sister Al-Hajj Rabina LeBron, Sister Al-Hajj Faja Tyson. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Sister Aisha, the wife of Imam Abdul Karim Abdul Hamid. And we also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of all of those men and women, Muhammad Sharif and his family, upon Imam Muhammad Ansari and his family. We also ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to continue making dua for those brothers and sisters who are going through their trials and tribulations in life, our brothers and sisters in the Congo, our brothers and sisters that are in Palestine, the brothers and sisters that are in all of those countries, Angola, Ethiopia, all of these different places where the believers are being tested or being tried. We ask you to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf to free them from the persecution, to free them from the trial and tribulation, but to give them and us what we need as a means to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us. And to that, we say, Ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to welcome you again. We are grateful to Allah to have you with us this evening. And as always, dear brothers and sisters, on behalf of AM360, we want to thank all of you for providing us with your support. And so tonight, dear brothers and sisters, because we are in the month of Shaban, which is the eighth month on the Islamic calendar, we know that the eighth month is a month that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make this month as a means to prepare for the ninth month, which is the blessed month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, as you know, dear brothers and sisters, we observe the obligatory duty of fasting. And so in light of that, dear brothers and sisters, we just want to add a few quotes, a few advices to my, not only to you, but to myself with regards to our preparation. There's an old saying that says, he who fails to prepare, prepares to fail. And so we look at this idea being presented and we consider ourselves, whether this is our first Ramadan or whether it's our 50th Ramadan. We consider the month of Shaban as a means to prepare. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was found to be fasting more in this month than any other month besides Ramadan. And that was a sign to us, dear brothers and sisters, that the month of Shaban is a month of preparation. A month of preparation as a means to prepare for our guest that's coming in. You got a letter last week, and it said that Ramadan is coming. And our guest, which is the month of Ramadan, is like us getting the news that our favorite uncle or aunt is coming in. Our grandmother is coming in. Our ummi is coming in. Our abu is coming in. And that we know that, you know, we don't see them all the time, so we make sure that we prepare for them so that they can have an awesome time with us. Because when they leave, we don't know if we're going to see them again. And so we make efforts to ensure that we prepare for them, that they have a nice place to sleep, that they have something good to eat, and that we show them the sights, and that we're on our best behavior, and that we focus on giving them our attention for them to go back. They can actually say, I had a wonderful time with you, and I'm going to miss you. Dear brothers and sisters, we are supposed to take that kind of care when it comes down to the month of Ramadan. When we heard our ummi was coming in, we wanted to make sure that she had the right place to stay, right? That we fixed her room up, and that we made sure that all the things that she liked were there. And we made sure that when we made plans, we made sure that we included her if we were going to the movies, if we were going out to eat, if we were going to the play, if we were going to the concert. We made sure that we had a space for her, and that she was going to sit in the front seat in the car, and that we were going to pick her up on arrival on time. We weren't going to have her waiting. We made sure that all of the things that she'd like to eat and all of the things that we'd love for her to prepare, we made sure that they were there on the scene waiting for her to come. And so like that, dear brothers and sisters, we are supposed to prepare for Ramadan, to spend a little more time with Ramadan, because last time we may not have got the things that we wanted to get done with Ramadan, and Ramadan got up and left us. So now here's another chance, dear brothers and sisters, for you to take up the space with the month of Ramadan, that you make sure that Ramadan-like you have in place, that where you go, you make sure you take Ramadan with you. And that if you were going out somewhere and you were going to entertain, you make sure that you had some time to entertain Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, it's important that we understand that this likeness dear brothers and sisters, is a likeness to us having an actual guest, someone who is close to our heart, because we know that the guest that's coming in is one that's going to have our best interest at all times, that our guest is not going to complain. It's going to accept whatever we have to offer, and that it is on us and only us to provide a good time for our guests. And our guest is not choosy, but our guest deserves the best that we have to offer. Be mindful of that, dear brothers and sisters, when you prepare for the visit with the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is coming. What are you going to prepare? What are you going to set aside for Ramadan? Are you going to make sure that all of the things that Ramadan likes, you're going to have in place? Are you going to make sure that when it's all said and done, Ramadan is saying that we had such a good time? And when Ramadan leaves, are you going to miss Ramadan and hope and pray that you get a chance to spend some time with Ramadan again? Are you going to make sure that you don't waste any time with Ramadan, that every moment is a meaningful one, that every time you turn around, dear brothers and sisters, your focus is Ramadan? Our preparations require that we take some care with the time in which we intend on spending with the blessed month Ramadan, that we stand and we make dua, we give in charity, that we study a little more, that we pick up where we left off last year by getting first and foremost the things done that we didn't get done last time Ramadan was here. Dear brothers and sisters, be mindful, because that's exactly what we are required to do when we're making our preparations. That's what we're required to do, dear brothers and sisters, when we are intending on observing that visit with the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah help us. To that we say ameen.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, The Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, The Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We're back, dear brothers and sisters, and you're listening to Ma'iyya ala al-Kulli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. And we are talking just a little bit about preparations for the month of Ramadan. Some of us go into the month of Ramadan with a spirit that's very enthusiastic. We anticipate the blessed month. And we, as a schedule in our life, we make sure that we stick to that schedule. Many of us who have hit Ramadan before know that our body has what is termed it's like a clock. And so right before the month of Ramadan begins, your body starts to tell you, hey, man, it's about that time. And so just like that, like clockwork, we kick into full gear. And we begin to lessen our intake, disengage with things that are worth disengaging, that are not consistent with the spirit of the blessed month of Ramadan. We begin leave alone those negative influences that may have been negative influencing us throughout the year. And when Ramadan comes in, we're taking on a whole nother attitude, an attitude that's dependent upon our level of application in terms of worship, in terms of remembrance of Allah, in terms of self-development, keys to getting where we need to go. So when Ramadan is over, we have some things that we got from Ramadan that we use after Ramadan. Others will go into the month of Ramadan, be so enthusiastic, but yet determined to finish the month. You have others who go into Ramadan and think that all I have to do is not eat and drink from sun up and sundown, and that's the only thing that I have to concern myself with. I'm here to tell you, dear brothers and sisters, for those of us who have that idea in their minds, I would strongly advise you to rethink that. I would strongly advise you to consider that the month of Ramadan, when it comes to eating and drinking, that's a small thing. That's very small in terms of the totality of what Ramadan actually brings. Ramadan brings an opportunity for you to grow spiritually, to also help you grow. Ramadan is an opportunity for you to take on a whole nother behavior that will act as a means of protection in the hereafter. It will also act as a means of protection in this life. And so going into Ramadan, just thinking that food and drink are the issues, we would be missing the whole point of Ramadan if our spiritual base is off. If our level of consciousness with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his oneness, his authority, his plan, his book, the example of his messenger, that if we don't think these things matter, dear brothers and sisters, we lose the spirit of Ramadan in and of itself, and we, in effect, defeat the purpose of fasting Ramadan. Rasulullah Islam himself said there will be people that will fast Ramadan, but all they would do is just go hungry. There will be people that will stand in prayer, and all they will be doing is losing sleep. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he who does not abandon ill speech and ill behavior, Allah has no need for them to abandon their food and drink. And so the month of Ramadan is about more than food and drink, dear brothers and sisters. The spirit, the behavior, the level, the attitude, the whole sphere during the month itself requires that we have a self-check mechanism all ready to reset based on Quran and Sunnah, based on the guidelines of fasting to keep us on track. And so when we're making preparations, dear brothers and sisters, we are already looking at the excesses, the things that we need to leave alone, the things that we need to set aside. We're already bargaining with ourselves, and we're realizing that, hey, I can do without that. Ramadan is coming, dear brothers and sisters. And so tonight, we want to hear from you as well. Preparations are necessary. If you have a surah or two that you want to learn or you want to re-memorize, put that on your schedule. Write that down, man. Get a list out and write down the things that you want to accomplish during this blessed month of Ramadan. We have a caller, 636, state your name, where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Kareem Hamid, and I'm grateful how you personalize the guest that's coming to visit us, how we prepare for the guest. We prepare not only ourselves, we prepare the home and everything. And the most important thing is that the guest comes bearing gifts for us.
That's right.
The guest brings gifts for us. And the blessing that the guest brings is very valuable. I just wanted to share that concept that this guest comes, it brings life-giving gifts with it. Praise be to Allah. And I want to say this, that as a note of caution to us, one of the things that Ramadan puts us in touch with is those that have less than we have, those that are not fasting voluntarily. They just don't have the sustenance to attach our hearts and our thinking to them. And when we break the fast, you know, we'll eat a piece of fruit or whatever. But then this is not a general statement, but some communities prepare a great big feast. They have food that's just falling off of the table. Big old, you know, big old steaks and ribeyes and, oh, boy, smoked, whatever, fish, food just everywhere. We are instructed during the month of Ramadan between the sunset hours and just before dawn, we're to eat the meal of a poor person so that we don't tear down what have been created in us, that empathy for those that don't have. So we are to eat the meal of a poor person. It may be the portion that a poor person would eat, or even the quality of the cuts of meat that we eat. So I just wanted to remind us of that. We're to stay in touch with one of the purposes of the Ramadan. Thank you. Oh, and congratulations for your successful Umrah, my brother. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So I'll leave you. I'm Kareem Hamid, calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to first and foremost say before you get off the line, Imam, that we appreciate those comments. And we also thank you again, alhamdulillah, for congratulating us, myself and the group that went. but to be honest with you, I didn't want to come back, man.
I saw it.
And it was so serene, and it was such, you know, it was just too much of where we need to be spiritually, just to be in a location that generated this peace and tranquility. There was no vain talk. There was no arguing. There was none of those things. And we saw some ill will stuff, but that those things were there, as I realized, were there for us, the people visiting, to see if they can correct, if they saw someone hungry, if they saw someone needed water, if they saw someone that needed some help. That was on you. The country itself could solve that crisis overnight with the snap of a finger. But for some reason or another, they allow that to be in place. And I thought about it, and I said, well, wait a minute. They allow that to be in place for those of us who are coming in who are seeking extra baraka. And so I realized that, and I took full advantage of it to the best of my ability. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray that he invites me again. And to that we say, I mean, thank you so much, my friend. And I pray Allah for your success during this upcoming Ramadan. And I look forward to having you with us again on our show. And maybe we can do something on your show. But I need you to bring that wisdom so that we can sit down maybe the week after next before Ramadan even begins, and that we can do a full show with just me and you having this conversation. I really would like that, because me and you used to do that years ago. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Chick. Yeah. Yeah, we used to do that years ago.
Yeah.
And I want us to know that we still appreciate you now. And we want you to know that we are very pleased to have been working with you for all these years. And so I want us to, I want to at least have us have a pre-Ramadan show on the Ma'iyya ala al-Kulli Hal. And so that we can have some dialogue, so that our listeners can hear us both together and deal with this subject matter. So I want you to know you're appreciated. You're in my prayers, and we ask Allah to continue to bless us all with success. And to that we say, Ameen. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, my brother.
And so we have one more call, and that's a 718. State your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hajjalala. Alhamdulillah.
Hajjalala,
how you doing? I'm good, alhamdulillah. How about yourself?
Alhamdulillah, all things considered. It's great to have you with us this evening.
Yes, sir. I just like to mention you did leave out Samira Mubarak Shabazz for the dua, so I'm asking everyone, since he didn't remember to do so, to make dua for my daughter, Samira Mubarak Shabazz. And also, welcome back. You made the Umrah. Alhamdulillah. And I was one of them too. Many years ago, I would take the food from the camps and the tents and whatnot, and I would distribute it to the ones who were outside asking for the food, and I kept a few dollars in my pocket for many of the people who were asking as well. Now, I would give them, you know, share what I had, and alhamdulillah. And of course, you know, that broke my heart that I was looking at the people that were hungry, and where we were staying, there was food going in the garbage like crazy, and I just can't understand how you would throw so much food. When you look out the window, you have all of them people out there looking for something to eat. And all I had to do was just take it out there and give it to them. So I made a few trips taking the food to the people and the mothers and the children and whatnot. And it's sad over there, really, but that's what I'm like you. Why do they allow that to happen over there in that country? It's just too much. But inshallah, I want to learn to service this Ramadan. And I'm looking forward to Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. And I thank you for taking my call now. And we appreciate you very much.
And likewise, before you go, you mentioned Amira Mubarak Shabazz. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
And that was your daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about her.
Oh,
I'm just finding out this. and so we're going to add her to our list.
Yes, sir, please.
In fact, this Friday we want to, as a matter of fact, we're going to do our distribution in her name, inshallah, this Friday, inshallah.
Yes, sir, inshallah. It's Samira with an S.
With a what?
An S. Samira, not a mirror, but Samira Mubarak Shabazz.
Okay, so you're talking about mentioning her with regards to the people that return to Allah?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the people you wanted to make dua for, the ones that live.
Oh, no. See, when we usually open up with regards to the people who return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we may have known and some that we do not know. And then in the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of those who are facing some kind of difficulties, who are sick and things like that. We ask Allah to give us, all of us and them, whatever it is that we need to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us. And
yes,
so
sir.
I know Samira was sick. She's still sick?
No, she's better now, but she did lose her husband as well. And his name is Zarif Shabazz.
Yeah, Zarif. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna add Zarif to the list, and
yes, sir.
We'll keep her in our duas because I did see her in Lala the other day when she was sick.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
They were going ice skating,
okay.
and she was dealing with a cold. So we want to make sure that we keep all of them in our duas, and consider them with all of the struggles. And so, yes indeed, alhamdulillah, thank you for that information. I do
thank
want you.
You
to know also that it is a pleasure to have you on our show this evening. We're very appreciative to have to know you and to be someone that says, you know, we appreciate you. So likewise, we appreciate you so much, and we look forward, inshallah ta'ala, to seeing you soon. Until then, we'll keep you in our du'as. And we look forward to hearing from you again on our show leading up to Ramadan and even in Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. And please give your husband our warmest greeting as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to Ma'ir al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Ibn Abdulaziz, and we're broadcasting America's number one Islamic radio station, AM360.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back, dear brothers and sisters. And so the month of Ramadan is coming, and we're bringing in as a guest. We're looking at it as a guest coming in with gratitude and enthusiasm. So we look at the list of people that we mentioned, the group that is enthusiastic about the month coming in, the group that doesn't think that Ramadan is any more than just doing without food and drink, and the group that's spending time trying to get into the month, but that group that when Ramadan comes, they didn't anticipate it too quick, but they fall right in. But then you have that group of people that they dread when Ramadan comes. They really are having a struggle with Ramadan again so fast. Oh, man, right? And so they go into the month, and instead of catching up and starting it on time, they have this struggle. They're falling behind in the reading. They're falling behind in the prayers. They're falling behind in getting up on time and things like that. So they're struggling. But at the end, they complete the month. when it was an entire struggle. And then we have those who don't think that they have to fast. They found some reason. And so they justify not fasting at all. And so when we talk about making the preparations are to the point where the month of Shaban becomes the testing ground for what we're going to produce during the month of Ramadan. Our dear sister said she wanted to learn some surahs, a couple of surahs during the month of Ramadan. And so Shaban would be the time in which I begin to exercise the time in which I'm going to utilize for that particular purpose. So I want to learn Surah Al-Shams. And so I say to myself, I want to learn that within the span of the first 10 days. And so every day I acquire two or three ayah. And then the next day I go back and I review the ayahs I learned before, and I learn some new ones from the surah until the surah is over. And then I begin practicing the recitation of that surah the entire month to ensure that it sticks with me, that I keep it. And then I go and I examine the English translation. I examine the Arabic. I spend the whole month working on this chapter. And then my goal is to complete that in the first 10 days. Complete it in the first 10, and I move on to the next chapter, Surah Al-Layl. And I want to use that next 10 days to complete Surah Al-Layl. And then if I do so, if I'm successful, inshallah, then I want to move on and I will try to recite Surah Al-Duha, learn Surah Al-Duha for the last 10 days. And so by the end of the month of Ramadan, I have acquired three surahs, or I brushed up on my Arabic, or I finally completed my salat by learning the tashahud and the darud, and adding to that by virtue of me going back and making sure that I'm reciting it correctly, that I understand what Al-Fatiha is actually saying, that I understand the words in Surah Ikhlas, or better yet, that I want to just learn I'm reading a book on history, so I want to complete this book on Islamic history. I want to read Haeckel during the entire month of Ramadan. And so I read throughout the 30 days, I read a number of chapters a day in between the salats. Or I want to do it after every salat. I want to read a couple of pages after every salat, and so on and so forth. Some of us have other goals during the month of Ramadan. Goals like, I want to be able to become more charitable. I want to become more kind. I want to become more conscious of those people around me. I want to become less selfish. And they begin to work on those inner issues to ensure that when Ramadan is over, they come out as a new person. Things are very possible, dear brothers and sisters. We would be remiss if we thought that Ramadan did not require that we made some changes. We would be remiss if we thought that we didn't have to work on ourselves in the month of Ramadan. I want to stop gossiping. I don't want to backbite anymore. I'm tired of arguing with people, so I'm going to be less argumentative, and I'm going to strive to have a better response to things I don't like. Dear brothers and sisters, these are the gifts that Imam Kareem was talking about, that Ramadan comes in bearing. The gift of self-restraint, the gift of godlessness, the gift of us being a little more inclined to aiding others, the gift of kindness, the gift of sincerity, the gift of dedication, the gift of good fortune by virtue of you sharing with others, the gift of brotherhood and sisterhood. These are the gifts, dear brothers and sisters, that Ramadan comes in bearing. And so we begin to take benefit from the month in and of itself. So it doesn't seem like you're losing anything altogether. You're actually gaining. You think that you're doing without food and drink, but Allah is giving you some other food and drink to sustain you from sunup to sundown. May Allah help us. We say Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Patricia Nitma Muhammad of Eyes on Our Community, asking you to join me in supporting CWSC and American Muslim 360 with your tax-deductible gift. Log on today at CWSC.us and click on the donate button or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Help build a national intelligentsia and let's keep American Muslim 360 strong and ready to remake the world. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Dear brothers and sisters, again, you are listening to Ma'iyah al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we are talking a little bit about preparing for the month of Ramadan. And so we spend some time catching up on our study period, or our study habit. Before Ramadan gets here, we do a couple of voluntary fasts. And we fast on a Monday, or we fast on Thursday, or we do Monday and Thursday just to get our bodies in shape for what's about to come. And so we spend time eating less. So if we don't choose to do so, we begin to minimize and modify our eating habits. And we begin to center it around the fact that Ramadan is coming. And so we don't want to go in with our stomachs too big. Some people prepare for Ramadan in other ways. I personally lose about 15 pounds during the month of Ramadan. And then it comes back, you know, after about 2-3 weeks, it comes back. But I usually lose about 15 pounds. And I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that because I'm losing it for the purposes of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not because I'm trying to lose weight. It's because of the circumstances surrounding my situation that I lose the weight as a consequence to trying to fast the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a month marked with restraint. So as the Imam mentioned to us that you have some places that they have these big, big, giant feast at iftar. This is true. There's no question. I've been to them. I know about them. I've been to so many of them. I'm not a fan of that because it's in the month of Ramadan, but what I am a fan of is that you'll have all of that stuff there and you refuse to eat all of it. And you say, no, I don't want that. I just want that right there. No, I don't want that. I like those, but I can't do too many of those because I know that in the evening I'm going to be standing for Salat, and that's going to bother me if I'm standing in for Salat and my stomach is too full. So you are charged with restraint. And so restraint is when you have the opportunity to do it, but you don't do it. Not because it's not there, you don't do it. That's easy. It's harder when it's there, dear brothers and sisters. You wanna test yourself, then have it there and you don't touch it. This is one of the best practices and one of the virtuous acts in the month of Ramadan to have access to all of that, but yet you're not consuming it. And this is not to say waste that. This is to say I have a choice to take it or not. I have a choice to take it, and I'm not taking it. No, I don't want lamb, chicken, and fish. Just give me a piece of that fish right there, and let me get a little bit of rice and a salad and some soup, and I'll call it a night. And then I'll catch up with you at suhoor, inshallah. And so what happens is, because if we overeat
at the iftar, what happens to us, and you have a right to do it if that's what you do, but the reality is it beneficial to you? Because all I did was just change the time in which I eat. I did not practice self-restraint. And you have many of us that are still haven't got that memo yet. We pray Allah guides us. But the reality is, true restraint is when that thing is there and it's available. Choose not to take it. May Allah bless us all with that level of restraint. And to that we say, Ameen. Some of us during the month of Ramadan will be working these hard jobs. I know people that take off the whole month of Ramadan. They take their vacation during Ramadan. I know some people that do that. May Allah bless them. But for those of you who are working and you're working around non-Muslims, be mindful of the fact, and I already know that most of you that do that, your coworkers already know what it is, because it ain't no secret who you are. So you don't have a tough time. But it's for those of us who are working these jobs and the people don't know that we're fasting. And we should make it clear that we know we are observing the month of Ramadan, and we're not necessarily eating or drinking. Nothing against anyone. But for those of us who are working somewhere, that is something that people know as a result of you being who you are. Some of us have a struggle with some of these places. I worked at some places where the people were very, 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 very antagonistic. Hostile work environment. So in Ramadan, it was more of a challenge through our challenges with Allah's help. Some of us will be in a situation during the month of Ramadan and we won't be able to abstain from food and drink because we have a prior medical condition. My advice to all of you who have medical conditions that have to take medication throughout the day, don't try to fast. Do what Allah says. Feed someone for each day and take on the remaining behavior fasting. It's important that you do that, dear brothers and sisters. And that, because Allah is without need. He doesn't need us bleeding. It says, "Yuridullah bikumu usra wa la yuridukumu usra." Allah intends ease for you, and He does not intend difficulties for you. Yuridullah bikumu usra wa la yuridukumu usra. He does not intend difficulties for you. And so the act of fasting, dear brothers and sisters, is only for those people who have the mental and physical ability and availability to do so. What does that mean? Well, if I am not of the age of discernment where fasting is obligatory upon me, that's puberty for our young people, I'm not under obligation. If I'm mentally ill, I shouldn't be fasting. If I have an ailment that requires medication, I should do what is called fidya or exemption. I should feed someone in place of that day in which I'm not able to fast. Allah makes this a requirement for us. Take advantage of that, dear brothers and sisters, and don't feel no kind of way because it's His will that you are in that condition. We got time, dear brothers and sisters, for one more call. So I'm going to 401, state your name, where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. Alhamdulillah, I love when even Shaban comes, because I think we're in the second day of Shaban, and Allah prepares me with my reading of the Quran, and he also shows me what to wear in Shaban and in Ramadan, because it draws people to me to do dawah. And also, a strange thing happens in Shaban and Ramadan when he allows me to dress a certain way, especially in all white or white and green. People come up to me and hand me a whole lot of money, like today. This man came up to me and handed me a whole lot of money. So I said, alhamdulillah, I said, I'm going to send that to community-wide sure. I'm going to send them some extra money. Allahu Akbar. Then I got on the bus coming home. The bus broke down, and it was just me and this other lady on there and the bus driver, and we got to talking about Jesus being crucified. And listen, Allah just prepared me. And I said, alhamdulillah. I said, I'm so grateful I got into my... He shows me what to read every day because he prepares me for when I go out there in the street. And I thank Allah for Shaban and Ramadan because it just prepares me for being out in the world with everybody. Allahu Akbar. The dawah.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you so much, sis. It's so good to hear from you. Dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to Ma'iyah Al-Kulihal. That's our show for the evening. We look forward to hearing from you again next week. We will be talking again next week about the month of Ramadan. We will also have a guest on our show next week, inshallah ta'ala, the founder of the Shahada Sessions, inshallah. And we'll be talking a little bit about the month of Ramadan and its preparations as we did this evening. For those of us who you don't know, we are also going to be soliciting your responses, inshallah ta'ala, to several. And we want you to engage us and ask questions and make comments. And this is your station. And we want you to know that we appreciate your input. We appreciate your voice. May Allah continue to bless all of you, and to that we say Ameen. Rabbana antina fi dunya hasanatan wal fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Allahumma rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurratal ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wal mursalin alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina من الصالحات وتوصوا بالحق وتوصوا بالصبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم. This is Kareem Hamid, radio station manager for American Muslim 360 Radio, inviting all hosts to the upcoming host meeting scheduled this Saturday from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum.